Hey everyone, it's Nurse Blake, and before we get into this new episode of the podcast, episode 20, I just wanted to take a few moments to remember a fellow nurse and friend and creator, EB, who passed away last week. EB was someone who I looked up to. He was a leader. He was funny. He had the best memes. He was an advocate. And he unfortunately isn't with us anymore, but I know that his legacy will live on. He is the creator of the Nurse Life RN Instagram account. If you've followed his page over the years, they've given you some of the best laughs and best nursing memes out there. And I just miss him so much. I just miss talking to him about nursing stuff and about social media. He always was someone that I definitely looked up to. He has been in this space a little bit longer than I have, and his page kind of kept me going and kept me motivated, especially those times when nurses or nursing gets hard, a page that you could just seek out to for some laughs. And I think he was just such an advocate about the issues that nurses face on a day-to-day basis. His platform, especially his stories, were a great way where nurses could share their thoughts and feedback and experiences. And he'd allow and share everyone's posts. So there was always an important conversation going on within his Instagram stories that I really think has helped push nursing in a great direction. And I definitely want his page to live on and his legacy to live on. So if we could just take a few moments to remember EB, and if you would love to honor him, he has a memorial fund out there that was started by his social media director, Emily. You could go out and donate to his memorial. And also he was a big advocate for blood donors. So have I over the past few years. And if you want to donate blood or have never donated blood before, your blood donation could save lives. There is a critical blood shortage out there right now. So if you are considering to donate blood or become a donor or have been a donor, you could download the American Red Cross app under EB's team. You could join his team. It's called EB Babies. And you could download that right on your phone. Let's make him the largest team. Let's make him number one. A few days ago, he was ranked 69, which is so within the EB brand Emily had called out. So let's get him to number one. Let's all join his team. And then, of course, you could join Be the Match. His goal was to have at least 10,000 people sign up under Be the Match. And I know as of a few days ago, we've reached over 14,000 people have been inspired by EB to join Be the Match. So you could do that on bethematch.org. So EB, we miss you. We love you. You have meant so much to me and nurses really all over the world. Thank you for giving us a voice. Thank you for giving us a funny and safe platform. And you are definitely missed. Love you, man. What's up, everyone? This is Nurse Blake. I'm Nurse Blake. Welcome to my podcast, the Nurse Blake
Should we start over?
Yeah, let's try again. One, two, three. What's up, everyone? It's Nurse Blake, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm here with my husband and permanent co-host. I don't know.
I got the position.
Do you want the position?
Heck yeah. Gives me something to do every week.
My husband, Brett.
What's up, everybody?
Episode 20.
No.
Yeah.
Is this 20?
It's 22-0, baby.
We made it.
I think why my intro was so weird, my teeth hurt so bad. I went to the dentist this morning and she flossed a lot more aggressive than I floss. And that always hurts so bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I know. That's no fun.
It's been a while because of COVID and the pandemic. It's been like a year or two since I've been to the dentist. So my teeth are clean.
Your teeth are always clean.
I brush them.
Oh, well, yeah, that's probably why.
But I'm getting Invisalign.
Yep. Yep.
So they had all these machines. I've never experienced so many machines at the dentist, but it like was a 3D camera that rendered my mouth, and they put on the weather mapping of my teeth hitting each other.
Oh my gosh.
And there was a lot of red
Oh, no.
I know.
Not red.
Which would equal a bad storm or lightning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get fractured teeth.
Uh-huh.
And I don't wear my retainer because I did have braces growing up. I had a really bad underbite in like second grade.
Really?
Really bad underbite. So I had braces in second grade and then I had braces in high school.
Ooh, me too. That was the worst.
But of course, I have like a permanent bottom retainer, but my top retainer I like never wear. So anyways, I'm getting Invisalign.
So let me get this straight. They sold the guy with like the best smile I've ever seen, Invisalign.
It's like getting an oil change and they always, you know, I don't know what's going on with my car and they always upsell everything.
Yeah, you need that new
everything.
That new fuel gas filter,
yeah.
Oil headlight fluid.
I need that.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah,
and they got me at the dentist. They
yep.
got me at the dentist. That's okay.
That's fine. Hey, you know, Invisalign works.
Yeah.
Oh. I think my mom has been doing Invisalign and her teeth are looking amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to keep it on for like 20 hours a day.
Yeah. It's a commitment, but I mean, you don't see them.
Yeah. So. I get them in August. Yeah.
Well, wait a second. You're going to wear them on the tour?
Well, I'm not going to wear them when I'm doing my show, but I'll have them.
Okay.
I'll be sleeping with them and like doing rehearsals with them.
Okay.
Invisalign. But it makes me think like, are my teeth going to hurt? Because they move your teeth.
Ooh, I hope not.
My teeth hurt so bad right now just from my little dentist appointment.
Yeah.
My favorite thing this week is buzz balls.
Oh, I love buzz balls.
So we had a little pool party this weekend and because the weather was actually really nice. It's been raining like crazy, but it cleared up this weekend for us to chill by the pool. And we stopped at 7-Eleven.
Yep.
And there's these really cute balls. Called
well, they're cans in like the shape of, they're like the size of a tennis ball.
Yeah, they're like the size of a tennis ball. And it's like pina colada and they're good.
Yeah.
They're alcohol.
They hit hard.
How much percent?
I think it's like 15%.
Really?
Yeah.
Woman owned.
Yep.
I think out of Texas, but I could be Seattle.
Somewhere cool.
Somewhere cool.
Somewhere
city.
We don't live.
Really, really yeah. anymore.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. So buzz balls. I also like, you know, I'm not a big fan of the seltzers.
Yeah, and those things are popping up everywhere.
I'm not a fan, like the Trulies, the what is the other one?
Even like Budweiser's
White
coming
Claw.
Out with them. Yeah, White Claw.
Yeah, Bud Light or Budweiser. I really like High Noon.
Those are good.
Those are really good. The pineapple, I don't like the watermelon one. But anyway, if you have a chance to try a buzz ball, you get them at 7-Eleven. Please, I have to say this, drink responsibly.
Yes, of course, always.
It's going to be a hot nurse summer.
Oh my goodness.
Not a hot nurse summer, but everyone's working. So there is no hot nurse summer. There's never a hot nurse summer. It's not like teachers. Like teachers can have like hot teacher summer because they're off all summer.
Well, what about school nurses?
Lucky for them.
Yeah.
Good for them, unless they got that.
We talked to a school nurse one time, and she said she doesn't get paid through the summer.
That's right.
Remember? So she would pick up, like, a travel assignment, or...
I think you could either get paid, like, I think teachers can get paid the whole year, or just when they're teaching. I think it's an option.
Probably
you want your check.
Where
it's like winning the lottery. Like, do you want a lump sum, or do you want
to pay overtime.
Right. Mm-hmm. But teachers should get paid more.
Yeah, you can get... Well, right.
Being a school nurse would be cool. Because you're off the weekends.
Right.
You're off the holidays.
Yep.
And you have like your own little office. It's very autonomous.
It's like having your own practice.
Yeah, it is. But that's kind of stressful because you think being on a med-surg unit, like six patients to one nurse is a lot. These school nurses have 2,000 patients.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like they're all sick at the same time.
You could have something spread fast.
Oh, if there was like an outbreak of something, that's got to be really stressful.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a kid with an allergic reaction and that's a lot.
Yeah.
My school nurse, I loved my school nurse, Wilson Elementary School. Can't remember her name, but I would always go there with a stomach ache.
She was great.
I always had the nervous shits. I mean, not even just in nursing school, but even in like elementary school, like if there was an exam or something, like.
You don't anymore?
No, I still do.
I was going to say, you're always talking about your nervous shits when you
know.
Before you go on stage on your tour.
I know.
Like, we better have accessible bathrooms.
Oh, night and good bathrooms. I'm very, very picky. Mm-hmm. Very. As you should be. I don't sit on any toilet seat. It's got to be nice. Mm-hmm. So big news, if you haven't seen yet, I have new shows that have just dropped. We are doing shows now in Chattanooga, Durham, Birmingham, and New Orleans. I'm so excited. So Chattanooga, Durham, Birmingham, and New Orleans. So excited. New shows. And we've had a bunch of shows sell out. So we're now adding a second show to Fort Lauderdale, Grand Rapids, Sacramento, Eugene, and Portland.
So we're extending the length of the tour? Is that what you're telling me?
No. We're cramming this all in.
Wow. That's so fun.
58 shows in 70 days.
What were we thinking?
Don't know, but we're doing it. It'll be so much fun. I didn't tell you what we're talking about this episode. I am the worst host. This episode, we're talking about the best and worst parts of nursing. I don't even have a timer. Oh my gosh.
Hold on. I got my phone with me. I'm not supposed to.
That's okay. So we are talking about the pros and cons, the best and worst parts of nursing. Right now, my Instagram story is all about training mannequins.
Oh, it's so funny.
So funny. Some of those mannequins are used and abused.
And like creepy.
Creepy mannequins. Practicing for TNCC, it's like a trauma nursing course. They were using a blow-up doll.
Oh, yeah, like a sex doll.
A sex doll. Yeah, TNCC
the mouth
training.
Was, like, wide open.
I know.
Yeah, that was
so
funny.
They said it was so funny watching the instructors blow them up. Is that embarrassing?
That is super embarrassing.
That's some budget cuts right there.
Yeah.
I bet one of the instructors is like, oh, I have mannequins at home. I worked at the UPS store for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I started when I was young. I was like 15. And I was like, I need a job because my parents didn't pay my bills. I had to pay my own bills.
You have bills at 15?
I wanted to be independent. So if I was going to the movies or wanted to do something fun.
Make your own allowance.
Yeah. So I worked. I would pack up some weird stuff.
At the UPS store.
Yeah, because you got to know what's in it and stuff. And I packed up a few of those blow-up dolls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny because now you just probably get it on Amazon.
You could buy everything on Amazon.
Yeah.
Everything on Amazon.
Literally everything. Oh, side story on sex toys and Amazon.
Jesus.
So... We lived in Seattle right in the headquarters of Amazon and right outside of the main building where like Jeff Bezos actually works, there is a strip club
and a
sex toy shop
right there.
And they call it the Devil's Triangle. And it is probably the most premium real estate sex shop could ever, it really in Seattle. It's right next to like the famous spheres that they built, like the big greenhouse thing.
Yeah.
And I just think it's hilarious.
Who would have thought now you could get training mannequins there for CPR, ACLS, TNCC.
Right outside Amazon.
CCRN right there, blow up dolls. Save money for your unit. Let's get a blow up doll. I don't know who approved that, but that's crazy. So I love doing these categories. So if y'all have any ideas of new categories for my Instagram stories, please send me a DM and drop those categories because it's so much fun being able to see other nurses share what they use or what they're experiencing. Because I thought these mannequins were just going to be silly, but it's a lot worse than I thought. Even when we did category as break rooms, category as hydration station. Like, I know because I've been there, but it's worse than I thought. Like, when I did a category as pests and bugs.
Yep.
I've seen it.
It was bad.
I didn't know snakes. Like, I knew spiders, cockroaches, but bears, cougars, snakes, had no idea. Oh, my. So, from that, we're going to get into the best parts of nursing.
Okay.
Should we start with the best or the worst?
Let's start with the best and work our way down.
So end negative?
Oh, yeah.
End negative?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, end negative. No, let's flip it. This is your show.
No, it's our show.
Yay.
It's my show. It's my name.
Oh, so close.
It's my name.
You do have full billing of this show.
I was just kidding about you being a permanent co-host at the beginning.
Well, you know what? Apple officially has my name now.
As a co-host?
No, I think actually as a guest.
Oh, really? That's nice. I like that.
I don't. You know, it's so funny because we don't submit any of that stuff. They must have people that like research this stuff. I don't know.
If we got sponsors for this podcast and or were paid for this podcast, 60-40. Oh, plus I need 5% for other production costs.
I will agree to this, uh-huh. and then five episodes in, I'm going to really start to complain vocally, like, to everybody on the show.
You should have your own podcast. That would be great. It'd be like Nurse Husband Podcast, and I could be the co-host.
You'd be the guest host.
I'd be the guest host.
Yeah, for sure. Right. The non-permanent guest host.
I'm just kidding. You're the best.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be so fun. Oh my God, we should do an episode where we have buzzballs. We should have buzzballs. That should have been my favorite thing.
Like,
we should have.
Episode.
We'll do one. Maybe episode 25 could be a drunk episode.
That would be fun. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Okay, so the best parts about nursing. Number one, helping others.
Obviously. I think that's why most people get into the profession.
Yeah.
That, and it's a good job.
Right. Well, I think if you want nursing for the job or the money, like, you're going to get burnout really easy.
Yep.
But I think we all get into nursing to care for others and save lives. Like, to be able to connect with people on an emotional level, really helping them through a tragic experience in their life, whether it's them, the patient, or family, and you're caring for their loved one. I think that's why we all get into it in the first place.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I know a lot of the people that we've talked to over the years, they all seem to have a unique story that made them want to be a nurse, especially the amazing folks who are getting into nursing later in life, maybe as like a secondary career.
Or third degree.
Or a third career. I think there's usually something. I mean, we certainly hear like, oh, my mom was a nurse, you know, my father was a nurse, et cetera. But I think the majority of it, there's something that really connects them and drives them to want to help others, which I think is what makes nursing such a special, special career to have.
Yeah, whether it's some people, you know, have family members that are nurses, or some people have been patients.
Yeah, you know, right.
I feel like the best nurses are the ones that used to be patients.
Or they had a very close family member.
Really connect that was a with patient. That experience. They'd be like, can you imagine if you were a plumber and you got into it because one time your plumbing had issues, and then you could really connect with
the other
people?
Everybody would be plumbers if that was the case.
Did you put the Red X in?
No.
Shit.
I know. For the first time, we have a septic tank.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not good at, like, monthly maintenance.
You have
stuff.
One job. You have one job.
Well, no, I have several jobs.
We've been in our house a year, and I feel like we should be on, like, box 3 of our Red X, and I think we're still on the previous homeowner's box of Red X.
Yeah, and that was, like, half a box when we got it.
They'll have to pull up all our grass.
In our neighborhood, a couple, yeah.
They'll
okay, we're
pull
getting
up
off topic,
all our grass.
Yes, for sure.
Can you do that later today?
Yeah,
I'll put that on the note for you.
Okay.
Number two, high demand. Employment of registered nurses is projected to grow 7% from 2019 to 2029. There's always a shortage of nurses. I don't know what it is, but I guess it's a good thing in terms of, like, we are in high demand.
It is a fantastic career. Like, it's a smart move to get into nursing.
Yeah.
For most people. I mean, from a career perspective, you can pretty much go anywhere and get a job. Now, albeit, I know it can take some time to get a job.
Go
I know every time that you
get a job.
Right. But, you know, there's a lot of job security. It's a well-paying job. Mm-hmm. And it's a career that, for the most part, seems to really, like, increase pay as you go, which, you know, is not true with every career. Because as we talked about in our last episode, you know, some of these nurses get paid really, really well.
Yeah. High demand, which is great. There will always be a job for us, even when, you know, going through the pandemic, the past year and a half, a lot of people were out of work. But nurses, we were overworked. They needed us
a
lot.
Right,
you know, so definitely being in high demand definitely helps in terms of, like, job security. Number three, best part of nursing, we are the most trusted profession, which I know we kind of talk about here and there, for 19 years in a row.
Awesome.
That means people trust us.
Mm-hmm.
You trust me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I love that. Say yeah.
Yeah.
I trust you.
I trust you. Yes.
That is cool to know that people trust us.
That is really cool. You know, I hear that all the time. I don't really know the details of, like, who is doing the survey,
right.
But it is super consistent.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and nurses, I think nurses do have, I mean, honestly, a very good reputation to the non-nurse public.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. I mean, everybody just, even if you don't know all the details of what a nurse does, you know that they help other people.
Mm-hmm.
They've cared for your family members and your friends. you know, it's all in all, it's got a great reputation now.
Is that why you dated me? Because I'm a nurse?
You were a nurse at the time. I didn't even know you were wanting to be a nurse.
I wonder if some people, they like want to date a nurse because they're so awesome. Like they only date nurses.
That was a big thing. I remember when I was growing up in South Florida.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Snow.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, it's funny because where I grew up, it was very small town and it was kind of like the haves and the have-nots. And really, like, one of the only good jobs was to be in healthcare.
Yeah.
And I remember all the guys, they were like, I'm a marry a nurse.
Really?
That was really a thing. Because there were, you know, outside of maybe working at a resort on the beach, like, there really was not much else to do.
Not a nurse.
Yeah.
Our scrubs are not that sexy.
Well, I mean, I think they were more motivated by the money, which is...
that's nice. Good, steady income.
Horrible to say, but... You know,
money. What did you call us in the last episode? We're dinks.
Oh yeah, well we are dinks. Double income, no kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
number four, comfortable work wardrobe. So you don't have to wear businessy, no dress shoes, no heels, no blazers. You just wear scrubs.
You wear Crocs all day and get away with it. That's pretty good.
That is pretty. You wake up, you know, you don't have to impress anybody. You just put on your scrubs. Some hospitals require a certain color or style.
Right.
I hate that. One of the hospitals here in Orlando, you have to buy your scrubs like through their system.
Through their own portal.
And they're itchy.
Oh, no. Really?
Itchy. Ugh. Yes. I'm very picky with my scrubs. I typically don't like to shop online. I like to shop in store. So I'm a big fan of like Scrubs and Beyond.
Oh, yeah,
like going in, trying things on. And I don't like to spend too much on scrubs. Some people spend $50 on a top, $50 on a bottom. No, that's too much money. But comfortable work wardrobe.
That is a good perk. I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
You never have to think about like, what am I going to wear today?
Right. I know. It's really nice. Saves time getting up in the morning. Number five. Best part about nursing, diverse opportunities. There are more than 100 specialty areas to choose from, including forensic nursing, holistic nursing, informatics, and travel nursing. There are so many routes you can take. There are so many different jobs, career paths, degree paths within nursing. I mean, it can take you really anywhere.
If you want to stay at home, do telehealth.
Yep.
If you love being in your car and driving everywhere, do in-home health.
You want to do injections, Botox, lip filler. You want to do forensic nursing. You want to be an educator. You want to be a teacher.
Corrections.
Everything. There's so many places you could go in nursing.
And that is the one reason I'm really surprised that burnout is so high. I get burnout like you go and you join a particular unit and you just don't feel supported and you burn out from that unit. But it's always so sad to see someone completely leave the profession when they worked so hard through nursing school, they worked so hard to get their license, and then they don't explore other opportunities.
Because they don't teach you this in school. Like in school, they only train you for the hospital setting, which I think is sad because there's so much more to nursing than just working in a hospital.
So much more.
Yeah.
I mean, there's research if you don't want to really interact with people as much. There's research.
And that doesn't necessarily require an advanced degree either.
Right.
Like I feel like there needs to be a whole class on different jobs you could have in nursing.
I totally agree.
And more opportunities.
Yeah.
We should open up a nursing school and really teach them.
That would be fun.
Yeah. That would be fun.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of work.
I would. I could see like down the road having like an affordable nursing program that's just amazing and incredible.
Like NurseCon school.
Yes.
That's
see?
Awesome.
You got it.
I love that.
In the future goals. Let me write that on my, what is it? A dream board?
Oh, your dream board.
We need to do a dream board. We've been talking about a dream board. We need to do it.
That'd be fun.
I feel like it should be like, I don't know.
Like a once a year thing?
Yeah, we should do that once a year.
You assess, you see where you're at. I think last time I did one, there was a big giraffe on it. I don't really know. I don't know if that meant like I want to go to Africa or if I want to have a pet giraffe or if I want to be a giraffe.
And you've never...
So we probably should be a little more detailed
on
this
next
one.
Hit any three of those things.
No.
Sad.
Fail.
We got to hit that.
I agree.
I did... I fed a giraffe once. Lettuce.
I know you did with Jack Hanna.
Yeah, that was a really cool
That's
trip.
That's special.
Yep.
Where
it was really
at?
Fun. Down South Florida.
Bush Gardens,
I think so.
In Tampa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where, what's her name? Hey, y'all, cool cats and kittens. Carol Baskin.
Oh, Carol Baskin.
She's down there, South Florida. She's very South Florida. Very South
Isn't
Florida.
Isn't that West Florida?
Tampa?
Yeah.
University of South Florida, USF.
Isn't that
is the
weird?
College.
I know,
that's
that
the college.
Always stood USF. Out as something really weird to
University
me.
University of South Florida.
USF is in the, like, Midwest.
Anything below Orlando South. Anything up Orlando North.
Okay. Tampa is south of Orlando a little bit.
Right, and that's Central Florida. So yeah. Orlando, Central Florida, south, north.
I see it now.
Number six, earning potential. There are many different levels of nursing professionals. It's because my teeth hurt.
Oh, that's why you're tripping up?
Yeah. She's like, can you please leave us a review? I'm like, my teeth hurt. Oh, my gosh. So I love this dentist's office. They are so nice. It's very nice in there. But as she's cleaning my teeth with this tool, which it's so weird having like all those sounds in your mouth.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, my gosh. And anyway, so there's the suction thing.
Right.
Sucking, you know, the spit and the water in my mouth. And, well, it popped off. The suction stopped working. And I was just holding all this water in my mouth. And then the suction broke. And there was water all over me. And then I ended up spitting up all over my face.
Oh, no.
Very tragic. I was like, well, I won't leave a review this time. But
as
maybe next time. Maybe. No, they're great. I love them. I will leave them a great 5-star review. But I did get water all over myself. And my teeth hurt. But that's okay. I'm a horrible patient. Sometimes nurses are really bad patients.
I could see that.
If I can't get my teeth cleaned, I'm never going to be able to get a tattoo.
No.
I couldn't.
No.
I would stop.
You talk about that all the time.
I know. Number six, back on track. Earning potential.
Let me give a special shout out to all of our listeners out there that put up with our
sidebars.
Our little zingers.
It keeps it interesting. What's his, oh my gosh. Stop saying zinger.
That's like
such
my word
a dad
of the week.
Thing to say. Like,
that's my
what
word of the
are
week.
You doing? A zinger?
It's a zinger.
No. Okay. Are you almost 40?
Stop it.
Babe.
Stop it.
He's going to be 40
I know.
Soon.
End
I got to
plan
something special.
Oh, I assumed you already had.
Nope, not yet.
Oh, okay.
There are many different levels of nursing professionals, from entry level practical nurses to advanced practice nurses. There are. Talking about the degrees and the different career paths, that is an opportunity to earn more. There's nurses out there making over six figures. Talking about the CRNA is almost making $200,000 a
money.
Year. It's a lot to put people to sleep.
Right?
I know.
Isn't
that crazy?
Yeah.
Brett just got an upper endoscopy for the first time. How
did.
Was that?
So it's the first time I've ever been knocked out or
put under.
Put it, under, yeah. I guess is the right word. And, you know, I was expecting to, like, remember the doze off,
mm-hmm.
you know?
No.
Like, okay, I'm going to sleep, I'm feeling it, and boom, I'm out. And then, okay, I'll wake up in recovery. No, I had a CRNA, and he told me to count. No, not to count. He said, just give me 4 deep breaths. And I remember the second one, and then instantly woke up in the recovery room. It was the most incredible experience.
It's a really cool practice, CRNA.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you can do that is just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not remember,
really
put to sleep.
Not a thing.
Wow.
Not a thing.
You did really good on the way home.
Thank goodness you didn't film me, because I don't remember driving home.
You don't remember?
No.
That's so, you were
I
so
I remember
cute.
Sort of getting in the car, and uh-huh. then I remember as soon as we got home, and I was a little woozy,
uh-huh.
and then all of a sudden, I felt amazing
great.
And just worked the rest
all
of the
day.
All day. Yeah.
I know. You did really good. Number seven, job security, which you kind of talked about in terms of like high demand. Even in times of economic uncertainty, nurses are always needed somewhere.
Yep.
Positions
natural disasters.
Need to be filled. Yep.
I mean, we obviously just proved that one with the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's not that there's nothing that would disrupt, you know, I mean, You can't say for certain, oh, there's always going to be high demand for nurses, but compared to almost any other career I can think of, it's probably the best
yeah.
in terms of like the safest to try to enter for the
yeah.
long term.
And then the last one, variety and day-to-day work or night-to-night work if you're on the night shift, you never know what you're walking into. Like, it's never mundane. It is never boring. It is never quiet. And if it is quiet and you say that, it is going to get wild. So you're definitely challenged every shift. You are put to the test. Your adrenaline goes and you're always learning something new. It's not like a skill where you do it once, you know how to do it forever. It's like always changing. So you're always learning something new. Your practice is always evolving. You're always growing as a nurse. And I think that's what keeps it super interesting. I'm someone who likes changes. I like change. I like to do new things. So nursing always keeps me on my toes. And no two shifts are the same.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So before we get into the worst parts of nursing, we have a game.
Oh, fun.
And our target basket has lasted 20 episodes with us.
That's impressive.
And that was like a $5 target basket.
It looks like a $5 Target basket.
Does it really? You well, think
yeah.
so?
I mean, it's literally a string, Target. Like, yeah, just wrapped into a basket.
I think you're just taking up time because you're nervous about this nursing quiz.
I'm really nervous.
We are going to pretend, because you're co-guest of a nursing podcast.
Co-host, yeah.
Your husband of a nurse.
Yep.
You should know these questions.
Well, I'm going to know the questions. I don't know about the answers, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Good luck. This Thank is you. Like the NCLEX, but a lot easier.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. I'm feeling more confident.
Here we go. Before a blood transfusion, what blood test should be done? A, blood type and cross match. B, clotting time. Or C, coagulation time.
Blood type.
Yes. Blood type and cross. Type and screen.
That would be important to know.
Yeah. Super important to know.
Yeah.
What is hypertension a medical term for?
Hypertension is, I believe, high blood pressure.
Good job. Yes. I didn't even need to read the choices. After receiving an antibiotic, a patient is developing hives. What are they experiencing? A, drug allergy, or B, drug tolerance?
I would say an allergy.
Good job. I'm so proud of my husband.
This is easy.
A nurse is, do you need me to step it up?
Step it up.
Okay.
Bring it.
A nurse is caring for a patient with MRSA, M-R-S-A, so wearing a gown and gloves. When should they dispose of the gown and gloves to go care for another patient?
I would say immediately.
That's not a choice.
Well, you didn't tell me the choices.
A, in the hallway, B, in the current patient's room, or C, in the break room.
Oh, I would say in the patient's room, because you don't want to bring that outside of that patient room.
You're so smart.
I know. Aw.
Next, which of the following would be the best option to decrease swelling? A, heat compression. B, dry bandage pressure. Or C, cold compression.
Reduce swelling would be cold.
We're going to get faster and faster.
Let's do it.
Which field of nursing focuses on the utmost care of critically ill and unstable patients? A, home health nursing. B, critical care nursing. Or C, forensic nursing.
B, critical care.
I could be a game show host.
That would be fun.
So fun.
That
Can
would
you
be
imagine
really fun.
Me on the game
you know,
show network?
Talking about job security, there's like game show hosts have been doing the same bit for like 20, 30 years.
Thank you. I should be a TV show host.
That would be awesome.
What would game I do with host. This podcast?
I'll keep it going.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, as a co-host,
it's okay.
Like, you could step
I'm sure
away.
I could still do that.
You could step away.
I could
away.
Do all of it.
It'd be fine.
I could do all of it.
I could carry this show.
What is the normal internal body temperature?
98.6.
Good job. When should a nurse weigh a patient to obtain the most accurate weight? Right after eating, 2 to 3 hours after eating, or at the same time every day?
If they see them every day, probably at the same time every day.
Just say, what is the same time every
what
day?
What is the same time every day?
Yes. All or nothing. How long should a nurse wait before taking a patient's temperature orally after they finish a cold drink immediately? 3 to 5 minutes after the drink was finished, or 15 minutes after the drink was finished?
Probably 15.
Correct.
Yes.
How long should a nurse wait before taking a patient's temperature rectally after they finish a cold drink?
Immediately.
Does not matter.
Does not matter.
If a resident is suffering from chest pain, do all of the following except one. A, call for immediate help. B, offer support and reassurance. Or C, place them in a downright position and have them take small sips of water.
Oh. I would say C.
You're practically almost a nurse. Good job, babe. You got 100%.
It was right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like, you should give like support, like emotional right. support. You're not really doing anything.
Good job.
Thank you.
I love that.
That was fun.
Now we can get into the worst parts of nursing. Are you ready?
Dun, dun, dun.
The negatives. So if you're thinking about nursing, make sure you could handle all of these things before you apply to nursing school.
I'm sure they're fine.
Long shifts. You like to work 12, 13, 14 hours?
Nope.
So number one is long shifts. Most nursing shifts, they say, are 12 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
7 to 7, 6 to 6, 11 to 11, 3 to 3. But they can run longer if you're something happens, that shift change, if you need to get caught up on charting, if your patient needs more help. So some of those 12 hours could turn to 14 hours, and guess what? You are back the next day.
So if your shift ends at 7 p.m. and night shift comes in and they start at 7 p.m., but you have to give report.
It's a 15, 30 minute overlap.
And I'm assuming the night shift doesn't come in early to get report. They're starting at 7, so that's when they start to get report.
Yeah.
But if your patient requires care at that moment, then you don't even have time for reports. So then everything gets put. Who cares for them when there's a technically two nurses there? Can you like, I mean, would a night shift like start caring for somebody before they get report sometimes?
It's just if a patient needs help with something.
Okay.
You're not going to give medication before, you know, report's given.
Okay.
But you could help each other.
Nice. Like,
typically you'll help like each that. Other. Nothing too wild. Number two, physical demands, lifting, turning, staying on your feet for long hours. I think nurses, we walk like 14 miles a shift.
Well, it probably depends on where you work, but yeah,
it gets 4 miles a shift. It's a lot of steps.
You're on your feet most of the day, I would think.
Most Apple Watches tell people like it's time to stand up. Well, they tell nurses it's time to sit down.
Ooh, good one.
We put so many steps that we'll catch on fire.
Oh, no.
But you are lifting, you are turning, you are pushing, you are doing everything. It is really hard on the body. Hospitals may, if they're rich hospitals, have money. They'll have like lifting machines. We right. don't understand how much more time and effort it takes to get a lifting machine, find it, put it together to lift a patient. It's sometimes always easier to just do it ourselves, even though we know.
Well, the really fancy ones, I know they actually have them built into the ceiling, too.
Still a lot of work.
Cool, but a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And still, there's got to be still some lifting. I mean, if you need to get straps under the patient or I don't know how they work.
So you're turning them to get it under, it's still a lot. Yeah,
reaching over and,
yeah, it's a lot on the body. So always, nurses out there, protect yourself. Number three, exposure to germs and viruses. While wearing PPE is usually worn by nurses, there's always some inherent risk of getting exposed to viruses or germs. I actually had a dream last night. I had got a needle stick
Ooh.
That I was injecting on a patient,
oh,
got a needle stick, had to go to, you know, the employee, you know, clinic department to go get checked out and go get testing. But you could be caring for in the ED or in the ICU a patient that has TB, and you don't know it until a few days later when those results come back that you've been, you know, not wearing the appropriate PPE because you didn't know. So interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. So exposure, we need hazard pay. We need hazard pay.
Yes, absolutely.
We need hazard pay.
More pay.
We need more pay, basically. Number four, stress and pressure. There are high expectations because you have people's lives on the line at the end of the day. You know, with whatever medication you give, whatever procedure you do, that is someone's life. So it is very high pressure, high stress. And you have to learn how to be able to manage that and, you know, not cause harm to a patient because you weren't prepared, didn't know something, or cracked under pressure. Number five, emotional burnout. Nurses witness a lot of human suffering, and you can't save everyone. I mean, I think every nurse goes through, you know, being there at the bedside with their patient dies, you know, dealing with their first patient death can be a huge toll, something you think about, you know, for days and weeks and months, because there's not a lot of, like, mental health care when it comes to hospitals providing resources for nurses.
To their own staff,
To be able to, that's a lot, you know, seeing a patient pass away that you were caring for. Yeah, it's a question I get actually a lot. Like, how do you handle that? How do you manage that?
That's and
I
really
think it's
tough.
About just being open and talking about it, you know, with other nurses on your unit.
Yeah.
Number six, body fluids. Pee, poop.
Ooh.
Sputum.
No.
Yeah, all of
no.
it.
No.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, that's a deterrent for sure.
Some people, blood.
Yeah.
Don't like, sensitive to body fluids. I think they're fine. You get used to it. Smells, body fluids.
That's why if I became a nurse, I'd get into like informatics or something.
You do computers?
Yeah.
Still have to go through the clinicals.
Still
have to go through the clinicals. Number seven, working overtime. So yeah, there are like mandatory overtimes and stuff if your unit's really, really short staffed. Working on call, working five 12-hour shifts a week, working four 12-hour shifts a week. It's a lot because there's so many staffing issues in nursing. So you could definitely work a lot. And then number eight, the last con, being underappreciated. But that's okay.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's not from the public. It's from management and administration.
Internally.
I think.
Oh, that's
interesting. And sometimes, patients don't have to, thank us for saving their life. That's
right.
A part of the job. That's what we do. That's what we signed up for. Some patients can be mean. Some patients curse, Patients are people,
So yeah, and oftentimes they're kind of at their, not at their worst in terms of themselves, but just in such a horrible condition. It's not exactly a good time in their life.
For sure.
So yeah, sometimes that can be taken out on the staff.
So being underappreciated. So if you are out there and you are dating a nurse, you have a nurse loved one, go buy them Starbucks and let them know how appreciated they are.
I do that all the time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You really do?
Yeah.
I had to go buy my own Starbucks today.
Well, this morning.
Okay.
Just this morning.
They were going to put fluoride on my teeth at the dentist. And she's like, you can't have anything to eat or drink for, 30 minutes. I was like, whoa. I didn't have my Starbucks yet. And she's like, okay, I'll send you home with it so you can do it yourself. I said, okay.
<funny.
laughs> Make sure I need to get my Starbucks coffee first before I go to the dentist. Anyways, but I think the pros outweigh the cons in nursing, and that's why I think I love the profession so much. It's the camaraderie, the teamwork, being able to care for patients, being able to have flexibility in what I want to do in nursing is definitely worth it to me. But some people would say, wow, those cons outweigh the pros. So nursing is not for everybody. There are, 4 million nurses in this country. But don't just get into the profession because it's a stable job and it pays well.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those where if you get in it because you think, oh, this is going to be just a smart career move, and you don't really put thought into the day-to-day, what you're actually going to be doing. I'm telling you, nurses are some of the most incredible people I've ever met.
My God.
Because to get into that profession in the first place, you've really got to want to. I mean, it's almost a selfless act. As much as it is a great career, it is just such an incredible dedication to helping others. I love it. I think it's a great move for anybody that wants to help anybody.
Yeah, I love when people are second degree, third degree, because they realize there's only one life they have to live, and they want to help others, so they don't mind going back to school or making a career change. So I absolutely love it. We have some questions. This is a new series.
Ooh, a new segment.
Dear Blake. So people write to me,
oh,
and we're going to answer.
Cute. Okay.
Belie says, hi, Blake. I am currently taking prereqs to apply to nursing school. I just got done taking AMP1, anatomy and physiology. It was an accelerated summer session, a whole semester of AMP in 8 weeks. Holy cow, that's a lot. I did not do well. I am very discouraged. Not only did I not do well in my first medical related class, but I actually tried really hard. I think a combination of things contribute to this. One, I would never take an accelerated course again. Smart. And two, I did not like the professor's teaching style at all. But a small voice inside tells me I just may not be smart enough to even get past these prereqs. Any advice on how to continue would be appreciated. So Belie, do not give up. We all study and we learn differently. Accelerated classes are really, really hard, and you may have to take a class twice, and don't let that kill your dream of becoming a nurse. I think nursing is all about learning and adapting, and you are just starting off. So nursing school and prereqs are not like high school. It is very different, but just believe in yourself. Don't give up. Study different ways. Learn how you learn. Talk to your professors. Get in study groups with your cohort, other people in your class, and make sure you all get together. So keep pushing through. Babe, say keep pushing through.
Keep pushing through.
See, I love that. Sarah, hi, Blake. I love watching your podcast. I'm a critical care pharmacy resident and personally love all the nurses I work with. Despite the relationship I built with nurses I've worked with, there always seems to be some sort of tension between pharmacy and nursing regarding med verification, delivery. How do you think we could work better to better these relationships? I truly believe our patients receive better care when we all work together. And Sarah, I could not agree more. I think there's all this like, I'm a nurse, I'm pharmacy, I work in speech therapy, I work in physical therapy. There's all these different disciplines in healthcare. There's all these different teams, and you don't necessarily get to see what the other teams do, what their struggles are, what their job entails. So when you're a nurse and you're missing a med, you know, from pharmacy, it's just easy to blame pharmacy, but not realize how short pharmacists are. They're short-staffed just like us. They have a huge workload just like us. So it's about really understanding, putting yourself in others' people's shoes, helping another team or department when they need it, giving them grace, and not being mean. I just think being mean and rude is totally uncalled for in the healthcare profession because we are caring people. But I think the hospital can do a lot more in terms of bringing these different departments together. Because like when you have a potluck, it's typically nurses are having a potluck, pharmacy's doing something, and there needs to be a lot more, I think, team building and teamwork. But typically you don't have a lot of time for that. You know, when you think of a regular 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job, you could bring everyone together. But in healthcare, everyone works different shifts, different days, different hours.
24/7.
All the time.
This is a very common issue, I think, even in other careers and in other businesses, where you have all these people working towards a common goal for that particular business, but they all have very different roles. And it's not uncommon for one team to sort of have a rivalry with another. And I think it's almost always rooted in the fact that they don't really understand what the others do, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they think, you know, the salespeople just goof around and you know, engineering, you know, right, just takes their time, and, you know, help desk, they don't know anything about computers, and, you know, and at the end of the day, you don't have full visibility of the, right, struggles and the difficulties that they are going through, and vice versa.
Right.
They probably feel the same about your role.
Right, exactly.
You know, and so the cultures where everyone really comes together, mm-hmm, and there's more visibility top down as to what everybody else is doing. It really helps break that cycle.
For sure. I think there could be in services together. There could be trainings together. It doesn't necessarily have to be just nurses, but pharmacy should come in. And
could do a pizza party.
Could do a pizza party. I'm actually down for pizza right now. I'm so hungry. Pizza sounds yummy.
That would be good.
Oh my gosh.
I am starving.
I don't hate a good pizza party. I mean, it's like, oh, pizza party, but it's like, oh, it's pizza.
It's still pizza.
It's like one of my top foods.
It's still pizza.
It's, yeah, still pizza. Pizza's pizza. And so thank you so much for submitting questions. If you do want to submit a question to the Dear Blake series, you could do that at nurseblake.com/podcast.
Oh my gosh. What? Are you trademarking that?
Dear Blake.
Dear Blake.
And then, oh, do I have to sign? Like, what's the Dear Abby? Was
Dear
that
Abby.
Famous?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe she copied that for me, my
crazy
Dear Blake series. I'm shocked.
And it's so much more popular than yours.
Oh, my gosh. Babe, this is your last episode.
As an official co-host, I can say that.
I'm just kidding. Now we're going to get into shout-outs. So if you want to submit out to shout-out, maybe you're a nurse and want to shout-out pharmacy.
Yeah.
Pharmacy people you work with, you can do that at nurseblake.com/podcast. Natalie wants a shout out to her bestie, Amelia, who is about to start nursing school. I am so proud of you for being so driven and courageous. You are so worthy of the life you are working hard to create. Thank you for always inspiring me. I love you.
Oh, that's a cute one.
And then Aubrey, I would like to send a shout out to my nursing family. I guess you could say being a nurse is genetic around here. Started with my grandma, then my mom, myself, both little sisters. And my brother, who can't handle healthcare, married a nurse.
Oh,
that's is in the family. That. My sister-in-law, Michelle, deserves the biggest shout out. She has worked in the ED all of her career. However, she recently decided to go back to school to get her FMP. She did this during a pandemic, working full time with 5 kids at home. 6 of you count my brother. She is amazing in so many ways, and being an outstanding nurse is just one of those ways. So, Aubrey, shout out to your whole family of nurses. Thank you all so much for listening to the podcast, babe. Thanks so much for being on.
Well, where else would I be?
Putting Red X down our toilets.
Down our toilets.
That would be great. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to rate the podcast. And also, don't forget to check out the new shows on my tour and the second shows we've added. That's, again, new shows in Chattanooga, Durham, Birmingham, and New Orleans. And to all the sold-out shows already, we are adding second shows to Fort Lauderdale, Grand Rapids, Sacramento, Eugene, and Portland. I can't wait to see and laugh with all of you this fall. I am Nurse Blake, and I hope you all have a great week. Bye.
Bye.